Then the final point here is, going back to what we were discussing initially, invalid prayer. And let's contrast it to Torah study, but not like Torah study just studied, as we would say, stam, without really much going on in your head or heart. We're talking about Torah study for wrong reasons. Why would someone study Torah for wrong reasons? For self-aggrandizement. Everyone should think you're great. So you should get a certain job. So you should earn money off the Torah. You're utilizing the Torah for your own benefit. That's considered very, very, very negative. So if someone is praying mindlessly and heartlessly, that's still a lot better than someone studying, deliberately utilizing the Torah to help themselves, not to help the Torah, not to help God, but for their own aggrandizement. Because when it's for your own selfish reasons, that Torah study is stuck. As we mentioned yesterday briefly, it's stuck in evil. And until you do a complete repentance, it's stuck. But the prayer prayed just because you know you're supposed to pray, we said yesterday that prayer is not stuck. And eventually, when you pray correctly, these prayers also will rise. So from that perspective, invalid prayer is far higher than Torah studied for self-benefit. But if we're speaking not about Torah study for self-benefit, but as we more discussed yesterday, Torah studied just because that's what you're supposed to do. You're doing what you know you're supposed to learn. You're not especially impassioned. You're not especially inspired. Your mind's not like thinking of God. Your heart's not thinking of God. But you're praying. You're learning. Rebbe says, no. Good stuff is going on here. How do I know this? Why are you learning? Why are you choosing to learn now? You're choosing to learn because you love God. Even though this is habitual study, you do this every night, you're not especially inspired now, you're just doing your routine. If you didn't have a latent love for God, why would your routine mean you study His Torah? So even though you don't feel any inspiration in your mind or heart, subconsciously, it's there. There's a love for God there. If there wasn't, why would you be doing this? So therefore, when you study with nothing inspiring you, but nothing negative going on, that Torah study is elevated. And the Rebbe compares it to the children, the small school children, that they're in school, and the only reason they're learning is because they're scared of their teacher, and in the olden days, of the whip of their teacher. And yet we're told that the breadth of their Torah study is brought above, is ascended to very high ascension by the angels, because it's such pure breath, untainted by any sin. It's the breath of a child. So here, this breath is not altruistic. The reason the child's learning is not because they're thinking of God. It's because they're thinking of their teacher and they don't want to get in trouble. But still, it's pure breath. It's breath untainted by sin. And the angels take those breaths of words of Torah and bring it up to the highest heaven. So similarly, the Rebbe says, someone who's studying Torah neutrally, not with a passion for God and not for personal benefit and self-interest and aggrandizement, it's just like that child. There is a lot of purity there. There is love of God there, though you don't think so. And because of that, this Torah study too ascends heavenward. I think that's a great advocacy for many of us, that many times we might not be, sometimes we are, but many times we're not spiritually inspired and thinking and our hearts aflame and our minds aflame. We're just doing the good things we do all the time. And we might be burdened by lots of other things in our life and not even really focusing very much on the good we're doing, but we do it. The Rebbe says, hello, this is beautiful. This is so pure. If you didn't love God, why would you be doing these good things? You could be doing something else. Why are you doing this? Why are you learning right now Torah? You could be, you know, on your couch reading a magazine or watching a movie. Why are you learning? Why are you doing that? Why are you doing this good deed? Your heart's not in it. Fine. But you're still doing a good deed. Why are you doing it? Because you love God. And even if right now you're not feeling your love of God, because you love God, therefore, even when you're not in the mood and you're not inspired and you're not focused, you go out and you help people, you give charity, you have compassion, you're kind, you're loving, you're full of good deeds. All of those good deeds, the Rebbe says, really are motivated by love of God. Even though inside of you. It's very dimmed at the moment. But the love of God is why you do it. And therefore, all of those good deeds are brought heavenward.